Hey, 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 angels, and welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. So, welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Tonight is Tuesday, October the 25th, and we're going to get into some things. Talks with Ty Tuesday. So as you guys, if you're one of my subscribers or one of my podcast listeners, one of my followers, you know that I have turned my channel, my YouTube channel, into everything me, Ty. Okay. My YouTube channel started off as a hair, lifestyle, and vlogging channel. Touch by Ty Hair Co. is my business. And so I named my YouTube channel Touch by Ty Hair Co. It will remain Touch by Ty Hair Co. But I just want to give my viewers more than just hair, okay? There are many layers to me. And I just want to share... I'm not going to say share myself with the world, but I want the world to know that I was here and that I lived, I learned, I made mistakes. It wasn't always easy, but I did it. I didn't give up and I didn't quit. So these episodes and different shows are all me, okay? They're all different sides of me. So with Talks with Ty Tuesdays, it's a segment here on my channel and on my podcast that I like to do my goal is to do it every Tuesday. And on Talks with Ty Tuesdays, we give you, excuse me, I probably hear my dogs rattling in the back because I'm at home, okay? So, but anyway, on Talks with Ty Tuesdays, I like to give you the meat and potatoes, okay? I want to give you some type of substance. So on Talks with Ty Tuesdays, my goal is to always have open-end discussion subjects. We're talking about something, okay? And then on Thursdays, baby, we get a little messy and I'm going to spill some tea, okay? The internet is full of anything you want to find. But I think that it's good to have a healthy balance of fun, but what you need to survive. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about having fun. I'm all about having a good cocktail every now and then, hanging out with the girls. Okay, last Tuesday, I had the pleasure of having some family on the show. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for your comments, your feedback. It was amazing. We had a blast. And hopefully we get to do that again. I'm looking forward to doing that again with those ladies very soon. And I'm also looking, okay, to bring in other hosts, co-hosts with me on Tuesdays. So if you are interested, go ahead and drop a comment with your contact information and I will get back to you. But Tuesdays is about just subjects that are going to feed your soul. It's not about religion. I'm not here to be perfect because I am not perfect. Okay, I am a perfect imperfection, and I'm okay with that. I'm growing, and my goal is to become a better version of me every day. But please don't get me fucked up, okay? Don't do it. With that being said, Talks with Ty Tuesdays is about being real, real subjects, real life, and things that affect us. Things that we've been through, things that help us grow and become better. Okay, so I try to dedicate that time to Tuesdays. With that being said, let's get into this Tuesday's topic, okay? Talks with Ty Tuesdays, episode 3. This Tuesday, we'll be discussing accepting your traumas and accepting your assignment. Cheers. Baby, let me tell you, accepting your traumas. Ooh, child, I'm a poor on top of that. Okay? Because some of my traumas I don't want to accept. Okay? And accepting your assignment. Oh my God. Really? And y'all know the man upstairs put me on this. Because traumas are very, very touchy, you know. Let's get into it by defining some things so that we have a correct understanding and we're gelling, okay, in this conversation. Trauma, a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. In medicine, trauma is described as a physical injury. I'm going to read that one more time. Trauma is defined as a deeply, okay, distressing or disturbing experience. Deeply distressing or disturbing, like trauma. In medicine, it's referred to as a physical injury. But I don't think that only in medicine it's referred to as a physical injury. I think even spiritually, mentally, it is a physical injury as well. Let's talk about traumas. Gosh, where do I begin? I definitely have a plethora of traumas. Things that I've been through. I talk about what I've been through most recently a lot because I know that I have a lot of new subscribers, a lot of new people tuning into my podcast. I'm gaining a bigger audience. So I kind of like to let people know where I am and where I'm coming from currently. But tonight I'm going to talk about a different set of traumas. And this may disturb and rattle some feathers, but I'm going to talk about it, okay? I'm going to talk about childhood traumas. I'm going to talk about one in particular. The first man that I ever loved, which is my dad, okay? And I still love him dearly, all right? One thing about that I've learned about being a parent is that you don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm sorry. Like, you just don't. You wing it, okay? And you do the best you can as a parent. I thought that my dad was supposed to know everything. I held him to this high standard that you can't mess up. You have to get it right. You can't make these type of mistakes. You know, you're my father. You're supposed to know. And then I became a mother. And I have made my share of mistakes in motherhood. I have not failed, right? But I have came up short in motherhood, you know? And I've done some things that I wish I would have done differently. You know, I've said some things that pure ignorance had me say. And it was nothing but ignorance, you know? Not knowing no better, really. Just being ignorant. It is just flat out ignorant. Like, I've done some crazy shit as a mother, let me tell you. And in my mind, I thought that it would keep my kids equal. It's just weird, okay? I'll probably talk about that in parenting maybe later in another episode. But we're going to keep it on traumas. Traumas, man, listen. I think that some of my early trauma started as a child with my dad. My father was very, very strict, okay? Black and white, ice cold, more black than white, no gray area at all. He was just mean, okay? My father was mean. No, he's still mean. But, you know, he was strict. And now that I'm a woman, I get why. I get it. I totally get it. But that created some traumas in me. I don't know if my father is aware of this. He may or may not watch this. I don't know how he's going to feel about this, but I hope that he understands why I'm saying this. I'm sharing this. It's not just for me. You know, this is a part of my healing, talking about it, but this is also about helping somebody else. Getting back into trauma. My dad was very strict, okay? And he was he had an iron fist. Nowadays, people will call that abuse, right? But he had an iron fist. My father did not play with me. He would whip my ass. Y'all, my father would fuck me up. Like, no bullshit. Like, fuck me up. And he just didn't play. He just didn't play. And he was a young dad. You know, my father was very young. He was in his 20s and 30s as I was coming up. He was young, young. And I think that maybe that had something to do with it. I was his firstborn child. I was the one that spent the most time with him. He had me from damn near birth, 6 months old. And he was winging it. He was trying to figure it out. All while being young, he was still trying to live his own life, meaning he was dating girls. You know, I'm talking late 20s, early 30s. My father was young, okay? So he dating, he doing him. And in some of those relationships that I seen him in, there was a level of abuse. Mental, verbal, and physical. And it was... I didn't know it was traumatizing at the time that I was seeing it, but it was rough. It was rough. It was tough. It wasn't easy for me as his child to watch. So I can only imagine what the women at that time were going through, right? I can only imagine what they were experiencing. So I saw that. And I saw that a lot in relationships. And I thought that that was what a relationship was supposed to look like. I thought that later on, you know, not knowing when I was young, I mean, I knew it was wrong. He always told me, don't ever let a man hit you. Like, I knew that it wasn't the right thing. But as I got older, something brewed in me as I started to grow. And my first real relationship was with my oldest son's father, and it was physically abusive. I met a man that was exactly like my dad. He loved me. He showed his love in a very protective way. He stood up for me. He protected me. He was very assertive, a lot like my father. And he beat me. And it was rough. I had a child with him who is now my 18-year-old son, my pride and joy, one of the two. And I didn't leave. I stayed. I stayed for a while. I ended up getting pregnant, and I birthed my oldest son with him. It wasn't until after having our son that this behavior started. Okay, when we were dating, and prior to that, he never even showed an inclination of violent behavior with me. After I got pregnant, he was excited. We were both excited. I was scared, right? But with him being so excited, him wanting to have the child, he encouraged me to do so, and that's what I did. I had our first child. I was 19. When I got pregnant, I'm sorry, I was 20 when I got pregnant, and I had him right before I turned 21, so I was young as well, and that's when the abuse started. Watching him go through some of his traumas, okay, the abuse just, he just didn't wake up being abusive. The abuse did come with, him being under the influence of certain things, certain substances, and it just brought out the worst in him, but it also brought out a lot of his trauma as well that I had to deal with, things that I didn't even know he had been through. So I felt bad for him. I felt bad for him. So the beating me became a pity party for him, and I stayed. And all I could do was play the tape of what I saw my father do to other women. And I witnessed how those women loved my dad and how they stayed. And so I said, I love this man the same way, so I'm gonna stay. The aftermath to that was when those women got tired and they did leave, I also witnessed what that did to my dad. And I didn't wanna do the same thing to my son's father. So I stayed. I stayed for months. It happened for months. And no one knew. I would cover it up. I would make up lies. I would do whatever I needed to do to protect him, because at the end of the day, I knew that I was not ready to leave. And I knew I didn't want people to know, because I didn't want people to break us up. You know, I didn't want to hear it. I knew what it was, and that was my choice. Was it right? No. But I did it, right? And it wasn't until after getting out of that situation that I realized why I stayed. I realized why I thought that that was okay. Going through counseling, I realized while working on myself, right, trying to heal from that situation once I left it, that that was a childhood trauma. And it was kind of what my father didn't know is the trauma that he was creating in me. And why I thought that that was okay. The blessing in the pain, it made me stronger. That's number one. It made me wiser. And I'm here. If I went through all that just to be here today to help someone on the other side of the screen, then so be it. I accept that assignment. And now I have to talk about it. I did not want to talk about this because a lot of people that know me personally, they know who my oldest son's father is. And again, this may ruffle some feathers, but so be it. It's my story and I'm going to tell it. This brings me into accepting the assignment, right? It took me a while to realize that it was time to go. You know, once I became volatile back, and once I started experiencing rage and thoughts of actually hurting this man, I knew it was time to go. I would look at my baby boy, whom still looks just like his father to this day, and I wanted better for him. At some point, God planted a seed in me, it's time. And I knew that if I did not move, I would die or kill. And I didn't want to do either. I didn't want my son to go through what I went through. My son was very young when I left, still a little over a year old, he wasn't even a year old yet when I decided to leave. And I don't regret it. Accepting the assignment to go through what I needed to go through, I don't regret that either. Had I never been through that situation, I wouldn't know today what I know. I wouldn't be able to talk to you about it. And I don't think that I would be me. The beauty in pain is that it develops who we are. There is a beauty in it. It sucks. It's difficult. But there's beauty in pain. And it shapes us into whatever our assignment is. It's going to toughen you. And you gotta be tough. I tell this to my children all the time. Sometimes I feel like I failed them, right? Because I have sheltered them all their lives. I have kept them from everything that I have experienced. And I think, oh my God, they're going into this world that is totally different from the world that it was when I was coming up. And I pray that they make it, because I have spoiled them to death. And I pray my babies make it. Now, the caveat to that is I was not a spoiled child. So I always wanted my kids to have a better life. And I did whatever the hell I needed to do to ensure that they had one. And I don't regret that either. So damn if you do, damn if you don't, right? Our assignments, this is the thing, right? Everybody wants to be used by God. Everybody wants to be used. by whatever your higher being is, right? So whatever you want that mantle, you want God to use you, whether no matter what you're doing, hair, a rapper, makeup, whatever you're doing, music, whatever it is that you are doing, right? You want to be chosen. You want to be the one that God picks up, puts in front of the light and say, boom, look what I did. Hell, I want that, right? I want to make it, right? I want to make it, sharing my story. I want to touch not just hundreds, millions, right? I want to be used. The part that we don't get to choose is how we are used. I don't think y'all hear me. See, we don't get to choose how God uses us. We don't get to choose our assignment. We get to choose whether or not we accept it. We get to choose that. But we don't get to choose what we go through. We don't get to choose how God uses us. That's up to Him. Because the truth is, we all got one now. We all got purpose here. But we don't get to choose it. So a few Tuesdays ago, I shared with you guys, I don't know what my dog is over there doing, but a few Tuesdays ago, I shared with you guys that I was rereading a book that I read a few years back. It's by Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life, okay? And it's What on Earth Am I Here For? And I like to close my episodes with this. This wasn't a long episode, but I hadn't done a one-on-one Tuesday, so I wanted to make sure that I got up here and did that. But there are some lines. If you have the book, it's going to be in chapter 25, Transformed by Trouble, okay? And it talks about trauma and problems, all right? And it says God has purpose behind every trouble, behind every problem. God's going to find purpose in it. Another line is, we are like jewels, diamonds, right? Shaped with hammer and chisel of adversity. If a jeweler's hammer isn't strong enough to chip off our rough edges, God will use a sledgehammer. If we're really stubborn, He'll use a jackhammer. He will use whatever it takes. How many of you guys have been in a situation, right? You thought you knew what you were doing. You thought you had it together. God showed you. Exit. Or He showed you what to do. You didn't listen. You said, I got this. I'm going to do this. You know, I got this thing. You told the universe, I got this, right? And the universe sent constant blocks, problems, boom, boom, boom. See, the thing is, we don't get to choose a direction. We get to make the choice. But at some point, you got to get in line. So if God, if you choose the wrong way, He's going to put up 1,000 roadblocks. And eventually, you're going to go the right way. You ain't gonna have no choice. I don't ever want to be down in a hole so dark that I can't even look up and see the light, because I've been there. Maybe I'll get to share that experience with you guys one day. But I never want to be back at that place again. So now that I know what I know, right, and I'm a little bit wiser and more mature, number one, I'm going to go to the universe and God about everything. That's number one, okay, before I make any moves. Number two, when that intuition of mine speak, that good old universe speak to me, I heard you. Not only did I hear you, we going to do what you said to do. When you know better, you do better, right? We have to get to a point in our lives where we tell ourselves, choose you. I don't regret choosing me, but I don't regret the trauma that I went through, because I know how it shaped me for my assignment. I hope that this helps someone if you're going through. Choose you. Choose you. You deserve it. And you damn sure worth it. Until Thursday, make sure you get you a good cocktail, get you some good food, and watch a good show. Cheers to Tuesday. Touched by Ty Herico, signing out.